I do not miss Ronan Keating.
Why?
Because he broke my heart.
Trans Almighty could never explain.
That guy. Is he the one that's an asshole? Is that Gary Barlow?
Gary Barlow was an asshole also. Yeah. And Robbie was an asshole. Yeah, although you're mixing up your boy zones with your
take
that.
I know, but they blonde and white. So kind of like.
They all match over muchness.
Forgive me, but also understand.
Can't stop loving you.
Gary Barlow was the asshole on that show. He had like a singing show. Really? I mean, he was a judge on one of those shows.
Probably on.
Yeah, but everyone thought he was a nice guy because of the boy band image, but then he was a right c- to
him. Yeah.
When he was in it came to that.
But I think people got that vibe when the Take That documentary came out. Because.
What was the Take That documentary called?
I don't know, it's on YouTube.
Fatsoe.
Yeah. Take That, a South African perspective.
Yeah, it's Take That.
Take That.
15% now.
That's 69.
That's our intro.
Hello everyone and welcome to Bioscope Brasa. This is the show where two Brasa talk movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cack in between. My name is Ross.
I'm Johan.
No.
Still not, damn it, I'm Jody.
Don't start with that. I fucking hate that joke and everybody loves that joke. I can't understand it.
Just keep whipping it out.
No, it's trash.
That's what she said.
We're better than that.
We are.
Oh, fuck.
We really are.
Look at us, like in the warm light of Superman's red sun.
It's so warm you needed to quench your parched throat.
That's right. Because I talk all the time. I don't know why we decided to do this. I fucking talk at work and then I must come talk to you.
Talk here.
And then.
Talk there. Just talk everywhere.
No one's listening. No one. At least I think no one's listening. Who knows? But anyway.
Oh, the numbers ain't great, man. The numbers ain't great.
You know what? Fuck it. I don't care.
I'm listening.
No, this is a I don't care episode. You can do what you want. Say what you want. What do you want to say? What's an unpopular opinion that you have?
Crab sticks are not worth the money.
That is not an
unpopular
opinion.
It's more stick
opinion.
Than crab.
That's not an unpopular opinion. Don't eat crab sticks.
More stick than crab, man.
Save up. Buy a crayfish.
Your crif won't be bad.
My bro. Yo. Crif will double. Do you know it's double?
Yeah.
It's not double.
It's not the double V.
Double is a colored thing. The actual Afrikaans word is double.
It's probably like those Dutch switcheroos, man. Yeah.
Because you grow up. Who knows? But anyway, that's not an unpopular opinion because it's a popular
that's
opinion.
That's an important lesson, if nothing else.
The thing is, they use crab sticks when they wanna pump up a curry, a seafood curry or something.
Yeah,
they
just throw it.
We're out of prawns.
Yeah.
We could only afford three.
Is it even crab?
It's not crab.
What is it?
You say stick, but I mean, sucker sticks?
I think it's marzipan with a bitchy seafood flavorant in there.
No, it's not lekker. It reminds me of tofu sometimes.
Except softer and not as much value for money. Tofu is at least a protein.
Tofu is cack, my bro. Mm-hmm. Anyway, let's not get into the fucking tofu. Let's rather get into the news.
Our news and shorts.
Okay, so F9, it's building. The tension, the amp, he's amping it up.
Dom is just
Dom is
like,
mooring it, bro.
We eating that mountain peak.
Hey, Kanivahi, but also it is released somewhere.
We don't know where.
We could give it a googs, I guess, but like.
It's made money, though.
It's like breaking record. Well, COVID record. So yeah. It's the biggest box office since COVID-19.
Yes.
Bigger than Godzilla versus Kong.
It's apparently whipped Godzilla versus Kong's ass. And
but where?
I have no idea where it is. Okay. It's definitely not in the US.
It's not in the
US. Definitely not here.
It must be China.
And you know South Africa is a major market for
Fast
things.
9. Sure.
The rand to dollar exchange rate.
They get 30% of their fucking box office from us.
So I don't know where it's released that has made it this much money, but it was tracking towards like $170
it says
million.
$19 May 2021, the release date.
That's not happening here.
Unless Korea in Hong Kong, South Korea.
Okay,
Hong
well,
Kong.
That makes sense then.
Yeah, June 25th in the United States. So it's in Asia, and Asia is the second biggest market. Well, we'll see what that does for China. But anyway,
yeah.
I kind of saw this coming. Like the moment that movie was going to come out, people were going to watch it,
and they've clearly timed it perfectly in terms of people being able to go back to theaters.
Oh yeah.
You know, just not being scared and all of that shit.
America was the most controversial one when it came to the vaccination and this and COVID in general. And those motherfuckers are getting vaccinated
like crazy,
left, right, and center.
Yes. It's just anyone. Like, you get a vaccine.
There
you
are people even missing their appointment. They're not coming for their second dose.
I'll just go get it wherever.
And they're like, there's a surplus. But anyway, let's not get into that.
No.
But yeah, this doesn't surprise me at all. And we're going to go watch it when that fucking movie sticks out.
I mean, we're going to do another NKT.
We're going to start from the beginning.
We're going to start at one. It's on DSTV right now. They created a channel. God. They literally show... They started off with...
They know what's up, man.
With Fate of the Furious.
Yes.
So they went 8-1, and then the next day they did 1-8. And they just keep repeating that cycle.
They vice me, bro. The main said multi-choice.
Demand is there.
Let's open. The opening for F9 pushes the franchise box office in totality past $6 billion.
That number's scary.
It should have been 9 billion.
But that's the thing. The first, like, when you and I did MKT on this, the first, like, four did not go past 500 million at the box office.
Yeah, but the quality was not 500 million worth.
But that's why
movie.
The scary thing is how much money have they made since 5? Right? If you consider that the first ones weren't, I think the first four together didn't make over a billion.
No.
I don't think they made it over a billion.
Maths is not my strong suit, but I believe you.
Yeah,
you sound sure of yourself.
I'm confident.
Oh, that's all you need to do is sound confident.
One of us needs confidence.
one of us needs to sound confident.
Yeah. From 5 onwards, that is scary.
How much does he get? How much does Dom get? How much does Vin Diesel get?
He must have some type of...
He's a super executive producer.
I think he's on... he might even be on like a Robert Downey Jr. package with Marvel, you know.
Maybe.
Cut on all of the merchandising, all of the ticket
sales.
Yeah,
there is merch. I mean, they make like cam filters and stuff.
Yeah, they you just put Fast and Furious on
there. Exhaust pipes, fucking wipers.
I've got the backpack at the home. That's my scuttle pack.
What does that got to do with your car?
I scuttle with
it. See, there's a trend on TikTok now with this Fast and Furious thing.
Okay.
Where it's the poster. Oh, well, it's the original poster of all of them. The first movie.
Now. Oh, yeah.
The whole crew. There's
the one where they're sitting on the car.
Then you do whatever. So the premise would be you do something simple that you usually do with your car. So that you'll be like putting in tires at the garage. And then you'll pose with the rest of the crew. And there's Latin music will play in the background.
The happy music. You know,
it's
happy
fucking
ending.
So funny. Because people are doing all sorts of shit.
Gotta do
like,
it.
Fucking... paid for oil.
But you have to wear like a wife beater. Well,
no, not necessarily.
You could either wear
everyone's
Vin Diesel's,
invests,
you could even wear Vin Diesel's outfit, or who else is an option there? Paul Walker,
Angry
t-shirt
Man,
and jeans.
Angry Man thing.
Angry Man also has a
or
tank top.
The leather bracelets with the off-arm shirts. Classic. But yeah, I also feel like that when I change a tire or something. I mean, it's more...
you feel like you're part of the familia.
Yeah, exactly. When I rev and a robot.
Yo, and if I like accidentally double clutch, man.
Yeah, that happens to me often. But my music is usually so loud that I do rev too high anyway. Because I can't fucking hear the...
You just don't know where to change.
I change when the smoke comes out.
I change when I slap that reverse, finish with the car on fire in reverse. That's how I park every night.
Because you pull the tag.
Yeah.
And then you're a fucking
hero.
It just
explodes,
They call you Car Jesus.
Yeah.
And everyone comes to touch you.
In Cuba.
I can't wait for this movie.
Really can't. I feel like we have to see it so we can get this out of our system.
I want to check the reviews, and it's probably the most ridiculous one.
The reviews have been mixed.
Is it? But like mixed for the right reasons.
Mixed because it's Fast and Furious.
But that's what I'm saying. Know? You have to go in there with context.
Yeah.
You can't just go in there and expect a fucking masterpiece.
Exactly.
You go in there and you're like, yo,
you
this
know.
Is wild shit that I'm seeing
exactly.
right now. That's what you want.
Yeah, and how many of them have watched the rest like we have, you know?
Exactly.
We're going in there with a certain, we resonate with the yeah. familia.
You you're should part review of the familia. Everything with context, I think.
Yes.
Watch it in the right my frame
exactly.
of mind and whatever.
Not just on its own.
Aware. You and I are both Highlander fans.
It's randomly popped up in a few conversations.
It has. I mean, I haven't seen
as one does.
Things. Yeah, I love those movies. Well, not all of them.
Not two. Two's not.
Oh yeah.
I don't think it's.
Canon. But the first one is special.
Yeah.
I would say the swordplay needs work.
It's of its time. The swordplay is of its time.
It's that clang, 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 clang. It's like that. Yeah, yeah. Bad. Anyway, so they're making a new one. We don't know yet if it's a continuation or a reboot, right?
Yeah, that's not been clarified.
Okay. But they have cast, I don't want to say he's a McLeod, but they have cast the main star.
They can't not make it a
they
McLeod
must
or
make
some
it a McLeod
kind.
Of the clan McLeod. But they cast Henry Cavill.
Yes, as the lead.
As the lead. Mm-hmm. And he's already got some sword experience with
Witcher.
The Witcher.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm excited about is that it's going to be directed by Chad Stahelski.
Yes, from John
from
Wick.
John Wick. So, I mean, if he can do with swords what he did with guns,
mm-hmm.
come on, man.
That's going to be a hell of a ride.
Right? I want blood. I want R-rating. I want heads.
I mean, he was involved with Deadpool as well, wasn't he?
Yes.
And so I can't see that they won't go for R-rating with this. We need to see heads, but with like neck blood, man.
Yeah.
You know, not just that clean.
No.
And then like.
No. I want like sputteration.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I want.
It's sputterach.
But yeah, I think Henry Cavill's good.
He is.
He could be Connor or Duncan.
He's involved with so many franchises now, eh?
Yeah, but make hay while the sun shines,
yeah.
I think.
And he's pulling it off.
Yeah.
Really. I'm excited for it. I guess I'll just pop him in there with his witchery.
Look, I hope they bring the mustache back.
Ooh, with his long
hair. That mustache is legendary mm-hmm. now. It's going to go down in the
either,
annals of
either history. That or bring down or bring out the lip. Just like keep that lip consistent for the
yeah,
whole
yeah, he's
thing.
Like his new contract. He must always have a mustache, but they must CGI the
yeah,
lip out. That's how it goes.
In a month.
But yo, I think it's going to be dope. We want to see amazing sword fights. And I want to see the light, the quickening and mm-hmm. heads being chopped off.
That's and some connection to the old stuff. I feel like
be a McLeod.
But there has to be referred to
it's old enough
way.
For them to reboot it.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, look, there were a lot of sequels.
Yeah.
And even they did eventually get Duncan McLeod in there as well.
Of the Clan like, McLeod.
Of the Clan
McLeod,
yeah.
You have to say it. Like
yeah, on his forms,
yeah.
Duncan McLeod, surname of the
Clan
McLeod. So... I'd rather they continue from one than the latter ones, but let's hope they have some reference
well,
to the characters we like.
But when that movie comes out, then we're going to do all of them.
I think finding them is going to be a problem.
No, I'll find it somewhere. I'll find it. You heard it your first, Jody's going to watch all of them.
All.
Jody alone. I'm going to watch my favorite one.
I'll soliloquy on that one.
That doesn't include the TV series because you said this is a movie podcast.
I can't take Tessa dying again, man.
I can't even believe you remember that.
Yeah, Duncan.
I don't even know if I finished the show.
Yeah, Tessa of the Clan McLeod.
Yeah, Tessa McLeod of the
Clan McLeod.
So, Knives Out 2, that cast is growing like a boom. So.
That cast is bananas.
Yeah, so, and now, Kate Hudson has joined.
Yeah, so that's Leslie Odom Jr.
What was her last movie?
Kate Hudson, she's been doing a...
Wasn't she in that autism movie that bombed?
Music.
Sing.
She was in Music.
No, Music, yeah.
Yeah,
not Sing.
Directed by Sia.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
That was
terrible.
A fuck up.
I think everyone wanted to like it.
She backed the wrong
like,
horse on that
you know,
one.
You know, Sia's a creator.
She needs to fire a fucking agent.
Yeah, no.
But yeah, she joined this cast now.
Yeah.
We were going to rattle off some names.
It was Leslie Odom Jr. who's joined up. Kate Hudson now. There was another like Edward Norton, I think, is in this also. Daniel Craig returns as Benoit Blanc.
Yeah, Harry Connick Jr. Are we just going to throw names out there now?
People won't know
Danny DeVito. You've got Laurence Malcolm. Olivier, CGI. You've got.
Nice. Just going to pop him in there.
You've got Robert Downey Jr.'s the guy
who,
mother.
The guy who played Grand Moff Tarkin. Yes, the Moff same Tarkin CGI either. from Star Wars.
And the guy who played Mini-Me. He's also in it.
Vern
Troy.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No, those after, what was the worst
one? Leslie Odom Jr.
Yeah, after that, that's all bullshit.
After Daniel Craig. Made up shit. But that cost is insane. I have no idea. I don't think any plot details have been released yet.
Well, I assume it's a murder and he has to solve it.
Yeah, a whodunit.
Yeah, a regular, like a whodunit, but they flipped it on his head.
Yes.
So it's a dunit who?
A dunit-do-do. Ow.
I don't know. I really love the first one. That's all I can tell.
Yeah,
can
Ryan Johnson's back, so.
Oh, where?
They have the team there.
And I like him. We were looking for it was like a heist / mystery movie. And we couldn't find it. Like on Netflix, it was like.
It's tough finding
on
those
Netflix
things.
Netflix is whack, yeah.
Yeah. It's like Oceans is there. Go watch Oceans.
Go watch Oceans.
Oceans is advertising like mad on my Netflix all the damn time.
Yeah,
but
why? So. Is that the algorithm, right? Like you and I don't know if we watch similar things, but we're into like the same sort of genres. Mm. So do we get pumped like Oceans?
Yeah.
And all the adventure stuff that comes out, all the comic book stuff that comes out.
Yeah, it's just there all the time.
I wonder about the person that just like watches reality shows.
It's just true crime. Yeah. It's all that true crime shit.
And I'm so tired of true crime. God damn it.
If we did a true crime podcast, we'd have like 10,000 listeners by now.
I refuse. I don't want to do it.
I don't have any info. I have no knowledge on any of it.
Look, the motherfucker did it.
It was at this point that we realized Ross is a bad guy.
That's right. And then you've got like these...
Photo-negative.
And it's predominantly women that enjoy it.
Yeah.
His lips were cut off. Mm. His arms were cut off. His head was cut off.
His nipples were preserved.
They just like knitting while they're listening to this cackle. Like painting.
Well, they're planning.
Oh, wait.
Living vicariously through serial killers.
Yeah, that is. Let's move on, shall we?
Don't know how we got there.
Emily Blunt is tired of people asking about Sue Storm. I don't know why.
She's pissed.
Because she is Sue Storm.
Did you see the interview she did? And she's like, this is the third time I've been asked this question today.
No shit, woman. Everybody wants you to be Sue Storm.
She said no. She also said that she's played a superhero already.
Who?
Mary Poppins.
Oh my god. Okay, I can't. No, she's more of like a magical figure. She's not a superhero.
I think she's just
I get it,
of,
but
of the question.
You just have to do it now.
You just need to deal. And
just
John,
do it.
John Krasinski's down, so if Abby's down, why is she not?
Your brand
do
the
it?
Reviews for Quiet Place 2 are positive. You see? Anyway, she must just do it. She has no choice.
I mean, she can't disappoint us like
that. It's a natural progress. Also, if you want to do her, you would do a fucking Disney ride movie with The Rock.
Exactly.
Why can't you do this?
Exactly.
MCU.
For that's
you
set suck.
For life after this. Mm-hmm. Everybody
that's
wants a Fantastic Four.
Everyone wants the two of them to do it. Don't fight it.
Just do it. Mm. Fucking hell. I'm glad
if,
you have
if
the
it doesn't place. Work out because she's upset about it, I'm going to be pissed. I saw this and I got so sad. I was like, but
no,
you invested so much in this
okay,
journey.
What gives me a little bit of hope is that actors in the past have lied about not getting the roles or
also,
not being the actual
until
star
they
films.
Can talk about things, they are in any case contractually bound to not say anything. So
they didn't put a date to it when they announced the movie. They didn't put a date to it. They didn't
nothing.
Say anything.
There's nothing.
So they are keeping that for when I think when the movies is in full flow and they're gonna be like, this is fucking.
I feel like it's gonna be the final movie of Phase 4 probably. Like, they'll come up with some random date as soon as they've got all their casting and stuff sorted and the story sorted. They're going to be like, surprise, here you go, spare movie.
Mm. What else doesn't have a date? Blade.
It's only one.
Will he be included in the...
I don't know. Because I think I saw something about them wanting to make that R-rated. Because they now
got... Yeah, but
they
I mean,
Deadpool's
going to join.
Yeah, and Deadpool's going to be R-rated still.
Oh, yeah.
But... I don't know. Maybe it's about time Marvel gets out of that, though. Everything doesn't have to be connected.
Yeah, but they will at least maybe cameos or they'll pop up in other movies. That might happen, yeah.
But that might be the way forward, so that you... Because what they're doing now, it's like this massive snowball effect, man.
Mm.
They are stuck in the world that they've created, so everything needs to fit in that world, and that's just... It's not always going to work.
That's true. Particularly the world is complicated. It's messy.
It's messy, man.
Oh, where?
Not everyone's a white male superhero.
Yeah, not everyone's a white male. You don't even have to be a superhero. No, not everyone's a white male. In so, you don't know anything about
I have no idea what this so is about.
Taika Waititi.
Mm, who we love.
Yes, so we do love him. He's dating Rita Ora. Did you know that?
No.
So he's dating Rita Ora.
Okay.
First of all, good job, guy.
Nice.
Second of all, they were spotted at a sort of restaurant or wherever with Valkyrie. What's her name?
Tessa Thompson.
Tessa Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all kissing each other.
Nice, as one does.
All three of them.
Yeah.
Were kissing each other. So now everybody's speculating. Taika Waititi is in a polyamorous relationship with Rita Ora and Tessa Thompson.
The last time I saw him do anything was when he had his daughters on set for Thor. Thor. And he was talking about what a happy experience it was having his daughters with him.
Now he's just like...
Flipped. Wow.
He's the bad boy of
Tessa
Marvel.
Thompson and Rita.
Look, I'll show you the pictures afterwards. Mm-hmm. But like it's fine.
Good
look,
on him, man.
Look, I think Jody also has the same stance as me. But like, if everybody's consenting and no one's getting hurt, just fuck who you want to fuck.
Yeah,
that's it. It's that simple.
Like my grandma said, sow your wild oats, man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, like my grandma said, fuck who you want to fuck, Jody.
No, that was a different time.
Not a quite, different grandma.
No. No. Sow your wild oats. Tycho's got some wild oats he needs.
I mean,
sowing.
He's pushing 50.
Doesn't make your oats any more stagnant, man.
All right. I just found that so interesting because he's always like this clean.
Not really.
He's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
But I guess that's how he got it right anyway.
Then you look at the things that the films and series that he creates and you're like, polyamorous relationships actually make sense.
So look at the pictures for yourselves and then make the decision for yourself. I guess, I don't know. I don't care to have a real opinion. I just thought it was so weird.
That is.
Like a little weird story.
Yeah, that's one of the few things you added to the news.
I did add that to the news because I was like, what the fuck are people talking about? And I had to go look for myself. But it's not that. They just like kissing. Like, it just appears that way also.
Yeah, and
nothing
people are
has
going
been
to...
said. There's no statement that was released. Nothing is in stone.
Mm.
It just appears that way. He was kissing Rita. Rita was kissing Tessa. Tessa then kissed him. Like, everybody's kissing everybody.
It could have been broken telephone with kissing.
Or they were playing spin the bottle
and
or something.
Yeah, it was three people.
As you do.
The Holy Trinity.
And what did they call him when it's two guys and a girl? A devil's threesome.
Devil's tripod.
Devil's tripod. Mm. Do you know what the Spider-Man is?
I've got a vague idea. I do know what Poltergeist is.
I don't know Poltergeist.
Okay. You Spider-Man.
I know what is Spider-Man. So yeah. Spider-Man is when you're having intercourse. Mm-hmm. When a man and a woman love each other.
Mm-hmm. When a mommy and a daddy love each other.
So you're having intercourse from behind, right? Mm. And then you get to that point where you're going to arrive. Mm. And just before you do, you pull out, you shoot it in your hand, and you go, Spider-Man! You know this Spider-Man.
Yeah. So the Poltergeist.
Tell your friends.
The Poltergeist is when you and a friend who you are very close with, but your partner doesn't know that your friend is there.
Mm.
So your friend is just hanging out.
Mm.
You are busy from behind as well so that your partner doesn't know what's going on.
Yeah.
And at some point, you just randomly swap out with your friend, go outside of the house, go to the window and wave at your partner.
I have heard the Poltergeist. That will end in a divorce.
Quite.
Mm.
Or a polyamorous relationship.
Well, I don't have Taika Waititi's looks.
No.
Or brains.
Or his clout.
Or his money. Or his wardrobe. Or anything. But yeah, weird story for a weird fucking day.
Mm.
Sec. It's time for a review.
Sec. It's time for a review.
We do our own sound effects now to save money.
We do. We broke a shit. So, I didn't think we were going to do a Zack Snyder movie this soon.
So quickly.
Yeah. So it's like, but
it's here topical.
We are. Here we are. It's topical. It just dropped on Netflix.
And that's the thing. It's that Netflix turnaround period. Yeah, right? Yeah. They don't wait long.
But this has been like in development now for quite some time. Yeah. And then it's, you know, you finally got it right and he was going to do it. There was another director tied to it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And eventually he got hold of it and he did it. And here we are.
Here we are.
We're talking about Army of the Dead.
Zack Snyder's latest release.
Yeah.
And as Netflix put on the social media, this is the Zack Snyder cut.
Oh, that hurts me. It hurts and irritates me. That
before you
me,
get hurt anymore.
Yeah, yes. Let's get into it.
So starring Dave Bautista, Yuma Qureshi, Omari Hardwick, Ella Purnell, Tig Notaro, and Hiroyuki Sanada, who we recently saw as Scorpion. Directed by Zack Snyder, after a zombie outbreak in Las Vegas, a group of mercenaries take the ultimate gamble by venturing into the quarantine zone for the greatest heist ever.
Listen, not only directed by Zack Snyder.
Mm-hmm.
It was written, directed, and he did the cinematography.
For yeah, he movie. Was his own DP on the
fucking double penetration of Zack Snyder.
Yo, speaking of.
Yes. So, remember, fuck who you want to fuck.
Yeah. So when I was choosing the film on Netflix, the cursor was hovering over the time.
Mm.
So I could see 28, but I couldn't see the first digit.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, it's only an hour and a half. And then I moved the cursor. I was fuck me.
Why do you think a Zack Snyder movie will be
2 hours.
An hour and a half? He's got so much story to tell, Jody.
So much story. Oh, Lordy.
Okay. So what do we say? Where do we start? Like, did you like it?
I liked it, but I have caveats.
Okay, I think I'm in the same boat. So the opening credits, Zack Snyder is known for his opening credits.
Yeah.
I actually quite like this one.
I did, but I also feel as though he's
getting tired of it.
Yeah, if you've watched Watchmen and Justice League and this, and probably one or two of his other films,
yeah,
it's the exact same thing. It's some song that sounds like Hallelujah. Slow down.
Slow down. Although this was a Richard Cheese version of Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I really like Richard Cheese, but still, it's never the original track.
It's always a slow down version of a cool song that we know. It's always some type of montage-y story being told, very elaborate. What I did like, though, is that this very much felt like a movie within a movie with that whole thing. And we can touch on that later because there are other movies coming out still within the series. We can elaborate on that a bit later.
So, the cast overall, they're decent, I guess.
Mm.
Like this,
not too bad.
Dave Bautista actually really impressed me.
Mm.
I thought he was cool he's the main protagonist.
Yeah.
And the team itself, they okay. I like that Anna, what's her name? Anna de la Roguera.
I didn't put her name down here because there's
Cause
so
you
many
hate her.
People.
I get it. Yeah. You hate women and you hate...
I hate Annas in particular.
You hate South American women specifically?
Yeah, I'm renowned for my hatred.
No, you need to stop that shit, Jody. People are going to start canceling us.
Yes.
So the cast overall, they were fine. They were serviceable. Dave Bautista gave a performance that did I was pleased with, and I'm happy that he's actually like that acting muscle's kind of getting stronger as he goes. Yeah,
he seems to be developing quite well. He's stepping out of like the just muscle category of actor now into other things.
Yeah,
which is cool. I also like the premise of this film.
Yes.
You know, and Zack Snyder obviously got his big break with zombie films.
Yes.
What was his
Dawn
zombie?
Of the Dead.
Was he the remake of Dawn?
The remake of Dawn of the Dead. No, which is, that's actually not a bad version.
No, it's not.
There's certain things that I don't like about that film, but in general, that's a really good film.
Mm.
It's one of his best.
Yeah. And this is him returning to that genre after quite a long
break. But they're not connected. He said it's not connected.
Yeah, it's not. I mean...
As with all Zack Snyder movies, he's saying a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, something I want to touch on. It's a peeve. So it's an interesting premise. We've got a new style of zombie here.
Yeah.
In parentheses.
The alpha zombie.
Zombies who run, zombies who communicate. Running zombies. Yeah.
The zombies that know fucking kung fu also. Mm-hmm.
And zombies that also were apparently choreographed by the guy from Bring It On.
Yes.
You know, jazz hands.
Yes.
You know, I love the posturing.
I love the running. There was a run that they had behind the...
Yeah, stomach and chest out.
Weird. Mm. But very odd. You don't know what zombies. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
So it's a heist movie with zombies.
Set in a zombie world, yes. Very interesting premises. Also... The story essentially is that the zombies have all been contained in Vegas.
Yeah.
We have like this event somehow.
They blocked them off with containers all around Las Vegas.
They just put shipping containers all over.
Look, it's smart. You can't climb a container.
Yeah, you can't. It's quite sheer. It's quite sheer. So the zombies are blocked into Las Vegas and the U.S. government decides that you're going to nuke the shit out of them.
They're
going to... Because, you know, when in doubt, nuke it out.
That's what they do.
You just nuke.
That's... You got a fucking asteroid about to hit the Earth. Let's nuke that son of a bitch. But we can't nuke it head on. But we need to find the best oil
drill into
in the world.
Let's
nuke that motherfucker. Man. But they're going to nuke... And you know what? This is something America would do.
It is. Mm. I find no flaw in that logic.
I'm sure they must have done nuclear testing in the Nevada desert before.
They did for... Did they not do that for Big Boy and thingy? On the Manhattan Project?
Possibly.
For Hiroshima. Yeah. Those bombs. I'm pretty sure they tested out there.
So they're going to nuke it. And Dave Bautista, who... In the opening credits, you get to see like these guys used to be like army... Fucking, they used to save people from Las Vegas. Like, they were involved in the actual war of Las Vegas.
Yeah, so the whole story within the story there is how him and his team came to be.
Yeah.
How they saved people, how they lost, they gained members, lost members. So that was all cool. And they've now been approached by a shady billionaire type.
Tanaka?
Yeah.
Tanaka is his
name. I think so.
Let's just call him Tanaka.
Shady billionaire Tanaka.
Yeah, he says... Listen, I've got a vault in Las Vegas, and the money, the insurance has already paid most of the money, if not all.
All, like the 250
million. And you guys, I want you guys to go in there and get the money from the vault.
Yeah.
And he's like, put a team together, because Dave Bautista's character is flipping burgers at this point.
Yeah, so he's struggling. They find him, he's working in like some... Like really dodgy diner flipping burgers.
Yeah.
The rest of his team all seems to have like mundane, stupid jobs that they've gone to. There's no real recognition for what they did.
So he decides, okay, he's gonna, you know, reboot his life and he's gonna go and get his team together. Mm-hmm. The black guy, what is his name?
The Verandoa. It's a really weird name.
Von something.
Yeah.
Von the Dish.
No. Verandoe. It's like some weird ass name that his character has.
He's just muscles on muscles.
Yeah. He kills you with those saws that they use to open cars up in crashes.
Yeah, they showed that. I'm going to get into that because that was another pet peeve of mine. Yeah, the jaws of, not the jaws of life, but like the saw of life.
It's the thing that they use in conjunction with the jaws of life.
He fucks zombies up with that shit.
Yeah.
And then he's
Wayne doing
squeeze is the Ana de la Guerna. Fuck, man. This is cuck. I must get the cast list there.
Yeah.
Just hold on.
Oh, I had it here earlier.
Well, you fucked up.
And then I just took it away because I thought you'd remember.
Ana de la Reguera.
Yes.
She's Maria Cruz Van der Rohe.
Yeah, Van der Rohe.
Omari Hardwick, he plays Van der Rohe.
Yeah, I wasn't sure how to pronounce that even after the movie.
Yeah, I still think it's wrong that way I said it. So
you got Tanaka right. So,
Tanaka, yes.
Kudos.
I did it. So then we have, they like the main members or the closest to Dave the Batista.
Yes. They're the ones who we had the initial, first mission with and the team that he was with.
And then there's Tig Notaro's character and...
we'll dive into the fun facts on Tig Notaro a bit later.
And there's a few of them that come on. They get this one guy who's like a YouTuber and then another chick that is with him, Chambers.
With the YouTuber.
I thought that was Pussycat Lady.
Nicole Scherzinger.
Yes.
There's a resemblance.
Resemblance? Yeah. Motherfucker, I thought...
Did you have your specs on, though?
I did have my specs on. I thought Nicole Scherzinger had like, surgery, and now she looks slightly different. But it's not her.
That's plausible.
It's not... She's like... It's crazy, the resemblance. Yeah. Anyway. And then a German safe cracker.
Dieter. Yeah, it was our comic relief.
Is he though?
he's supposed to be our comic relief.
Look, if his job was to have jokes constantly fall flat, then he did it.
Yeah, quite effectively.
But okay, should we?
I don't want to go into spoilers yet. Okay, I think we can. There's so more we can talk about before we do that. What did you think of the action of this movie?
I enjoyed it for the most part. I like I like gore.
Yeah, and this one is like, very gory, it's earned its R rating.
Yeah, there's a scene with a tiger. There's a scene. basically, any time the zombies are kind of fighting their butt. Quite a little zombie action, eh?
For a film about zombies specifically, it is surprisingly
2.5-hour runtime.
Yeah, there's actually not a lot of contact, fighting time with the zombies. The ones that they do have, there's a very cool John Wick-esque scene in
this movie is full of homages.
Yeah, full of them.
Oh my goodness.
But it's like we see a lot of hand-to-hand combat, but with handguns, all sorts of things that take place.
Everyone's a crack shot also.
Everyone's amazing, because the only way you can kill the zombies is with a headshot or head trauma.
Oh, I'm telling you, it depends on the character.
The situation.
Yeah, in the situation. Yeah.
But in general, everyone can really shoot.
Yep, even his daughter.
Shoot the head, I did like the action, but found it to be surprisingly sparse. And I think that was unfortunately because we had too many side stories. I feel like there was if he had an editor who could have made him make some cuts, and I don't even think it's hard cuts that needed to be made.
No.
I feel like we could have saved at least 30 minutes on runtime.
Yes.
And he could have even focused more on the actual action parts of the movie, which were very well filmed in general.
I mean, he's good at it. He's good at action.
That's his thing. I mean, look, give the guy his due. We've had quite a bit of frustration around Justice League and Man of Steel and Batman vs. Superman.
Quite a bit of frustration. Is that how you're going to put it?
Look back at something like 300, right?
Yeah.
Which was... Loved when it came out. Action scenes were amazing. Still holds up now. He can shoot a good action scene.
No, he can. When he can. Puts his mind can't tell a story.
No, unfortunately.
And you need, in order to be a great filmmaker, that's your main task.
You've got to tie that together.
You got to tell the story. But in the same breath, if it's a fun zombie movie and it's just like killing zombies, that's another thing. Then you don't need that. But he insists on being taken more seriously. He insists on inserting he insists on making these weird decisions, putting in these heartfelt moments that don't resonate. He insists on doing that instead of just playing to his strengths and making a fun, fucked up zombie movie.
Because you've come up with a cool premise.
Yeah.
You've come up with a really unique
zombie cool premise.
Zombie
eyes, bro. I'm in.
Zombie eyes. People are going into that confined space that we spoke about.
Yeah, bro.
To have fun with that. Just run with it. So, I feel like he kept losing momentum with all of those different side stories that I wasn't invested in.
Not gone.
At all.
Ever.
I just know. literally, I would find myself starting to look at my phone when those things started.
So, this is also the thing. So, Abby asks questions about things.
Clarity. Points of clarity.
No. But she asks questions about things that she's sort of interested in. So if it's a Marvel movie, she'll ask where was this? But it's more memory thing. But now it's making so little sense that she cares about what the fuck is wrong happening here? Yeah. Like, what the fuck is wrong here? I put it on. I didn't think she would be invested or like watch it.
When
she started asking questions I didn't have the answer for.
When Jenna heard the runtime, when I saw the runtime, I was like, Jenna's not going to want to watch this because 2.5 hours
is long.
And she was down. She actually also, similar to what we are saying now, like it's entertaining and it's fun, but why all this other stuff?
Why?
Just why?
Why is the question of the movie, I think. But I can tell you, what are you looking
for? No, don't worry. I am worried. Something later.
Ooh, yeah.
Just checking something out. Because I have to come up with our rating system.
Of course, yes. Okay. So, look, are we going to talk more about like the plot of it? Because I think we can't do too much without going into spoilers. Essentially... Yeah. Dave Bautista and his team have to go there, but then they find out it's something nefarious that with the guys who hired them.
Yes.
They want something else. Who would have thunk it? Yeah, I didn't see that coming. I did not see that coming at all. We saw it coming. We saw it coming from a fucking mile away. But anyway, then the zombies have their own thing going on because they are smarter than you think. And this bra's got like a queen and the queen is involved there. And everything basically goes to shit.
Yes.
That's the best way I can describe it without none of going the plan, into spoilers.
None of the plan.
It was all for naught. For nothing. It was fuck all.
Yes.
I think that's what pissed me off the most is that the plan so much of it so was for bad, no reason. And it was absolutely for no reason.
Yeah. It was literally just, there was no reason for any of it.
Yeah. I mean, so.
Whoever died. There was no reason for your death.
No reason whatsoever. Dave Bautista, he's estranged from his daughter. Mm-hmm. And you find out pretty... No, I say pretty quickly. It's about maybe like half an hour or something.
Yeah.
His wife was turned and he had to kill his wife.
Yes.
To protect his daughter and so on. So
which he thinks has caused his daughter to exactly. hate him forever.
But his daughter works in like a fucking on the outskirts of zombie town, Las Vegas.
Yeah, there's
she works in like a she's a volunteer
at like what is essentially a refugee camp right outside. Like literally the containers are 5 meters away and there's a refugee camp right there for people who are in Vegas.
These are American citizens. You're telling me they can't just move those people to another?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that one of my notes was, have you ever put the refugee camp literally right outside
the area the that area. You are fucking seeking refuge from?
Yes.
Like, they are American citizens. All you have to do is move them down the road and be like, okay, we're going to set you up and stuff. Let's see if we can get you jobs. It's not like you're talking about like millions of people. Most of them are fucking zombies.
Yeah. And also, this is one of those points where it's like, what was the... There are interesting themes that he touches on because there's the very overt connections to COVID when they talk about like government oversight and testing and all of those things, right? They have this refugee site as well. And it's like, it's interesting themes, but what is the point of those things in relation to the story?
He shouldn't write.
There's no, there's literally, like they don't come back to it.
No, they don't. There's a lot of things they don't come back to.
Yeah. Okay, but, and... I guess we do need to go into spoilers now, cause
so overall, how did you feel about the movie? Just give like a quick.
Overall, it's enjoyable. It's escapism. It has its fun moments. It's just way too long. Way too many subplots.
Yeah. So I way too many subplots. There's too many holes, and maybe I should watch it. I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't pay so much
attention. Watching it on your own is... No.
I don't know. I just felt like there's so many questions.
Yes.
But the zombie stuff is really cool. There's good action. I do not like the shallow depth of field that he was using.
Yeah.
It took me out of it so many times. Mm. I don't understand what it was for.
That's an interesting thing that you're saying because I was having issues with... You know how... I feel as though filmmakers are still struggling to make the adjustment from making movies cinematic and then releasing them on Netflix and stuff.
No, this like, isn't that.
No. It's for me, it's a perception thing of how I view film. So you can see when a movie was made for the cinema, but you're watching it on TV.
Did you see that they're releasing Zack Snyder's Justice League in 4K with full resolution?
No, I'm fine.
Like, no, I'm saying, like, what was the fucking point of the first, if you're going to release it? Okay.
I'm just saying I'm fine.
You were saying, Jody?
But for you, like, that was one issue that you had was the shallow depth that they were filming it. But for me, there's the issue of, I feel like there isn't a proper balance of, he was either going full cinematic or fully for releasing it on a streaming platform.
I don't think that's like, the case. Like, I think this was him trying to be pretentious and make an artistic decision. Because why show those big scenes and then any other scene where there's dialogue or two characters are interacting, you got this weird depth of field thing. Like everything is blurry. If you don't understand what I'm saying, like, your character's in focus, your main character,
and everything
else is blurry. Yeah. Then there's times where they're still talking and they move a little bit further back and they go out of focus. Mm. And I'm like, why?
So
for what? But it doesn't do anything for the world.
But that touches on my point, because none of the big scenes felt big to me. Like, I didn't feel like if I saw this on a cinema, on a big screen, it would be better.
There were certain ones like that.
No, what I'm saying, it felt that way.
Like when the zombies are running and, you know, those wide shots.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Planet of the Apes thing.
Yeah. Or almost like things. World War Z style, you know, zombies going tatty towards a wall type of a move.
Yeah. Look, he had full creative control. Mm. I don't think it's a Netflix. It's a different thing when their budget is like, okay, you got a tiny
Budget. They seem to have no limit at Netflix. I don't know if they produced the whole thing.
No, they took it over from Warner Brothers.
Yes, that's right.
So Warner Brothers had it first and then Netflix took it over. But still, it's Zack Snyder we're talking about. Mm. This guy makes movies for the big screen.
Yeah.
And I think even if it was released on the big screen, it still would have looked
would have had that same issue.
Yeah, it was fucking trash.
Yeah.
That was a terrible decision. Mm. And it's again him fucking scumbling himself off, being like, I'm an author.
Making brave choices, man.
Yes. you don't get me. Uh-huh. This is like it doesn't create any, it doesn't create tension. It doesn't make the world come across better.
Do you know what it is, nothing. Ross? It's there's a dissonance with the characters on screen.
Oh my God.
So you aren't supposed to connect with them as well as you would if they were clear.
The whole point of telling a story is so that you can connect with the characters.
Can we go into the spoilers? So
yes,
oh
my
upset.
Word. Let's.
That was profound.
I said, chat, yo, I got a bit. But it really pissed me off to the point. Like, Abby was also like, what is wrong with the focus of this movie? And I was like, I don't have an answer for you. I'm sorry.
So you were just saying now, like, about this, you know, lack of clarity, not just there, but also about your characters and motivations and all that shit. So, again, there has been a ton of news and interviews explaining things in a movie that is 2.5 hours long. And I just, for the life of me, cannot fathom why is that a thing?
This is his thing.
Yeah, but why is it a thing?
It shouldn't be a thing. This is your movie. This is your, if you want to set up a sequel, set up a sequel.
Yeah.
But don't omit certain things from the, or not tie things up, or don't call back to things that you set up.
Or not
just because you're
something.
Going to have a series or whatever.
But it's not even that. Because look, so this movie does have a sequel planned as well as a prequel.
And
an
animated series.
Yeah. And the prequel is also going to be animated, and that's going to be directed by the guy who plays Dieter, the German guy.
Yeah.
So he directs the prequel.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of the actors are coming back to voice their characters.
Okay.
The ones
Vegas.
Yes.
So it's Army of the Dead, Las Vegas.
And then there is a sequel coming out as well, which obviously there's very little casting news on that because so many of the people died. But my major issue, my major issue is, with all of that being said, why do you make a movie that is so, that you, there's so much that you have to explain afterwards?
Yeah.
You know, like, oh, this is actually the origin of the zombies. This,
you know,
is
what
also
it is. I think he got a little gassed up with the whole Snyder Cut thing, and that interaction of him posting things and being, you know, on Vero.
Yeah,
I don't know,
the only person.
Vero.
No, he's the only one. But literally,
him posting things on Vero and releasing snippets and releasing that all that to promote the movie. Mm. I think he's got a little gassed by that, so now he's like, I'm gonna do this with every fucking movie.
Yeah, and I mean, he's just keeping himself relevant because he's alluded to the fact that Sucker Punch has a director's cut.
Oh my word!
He's
the director's cut of Justice League is in the film.
Yeah, there's a scene
in the
where
vault.
Yes,
as you open the the vault. It's on.
It's one at the top
on
left.
The left. Yeah, you can see the Snyder cut.
I really didn't care.
Also, but I did research.
So you know, it's.
I get it.
Just make your movie and explain what needs to be explained.
As a film, though, it drags. Some scenes drag way longer than they have to. And this is, again, the same thing as the Snyder Cut. That zombie scene with his daughter, where he kills the mother, even that dragged. And that was supposed to be this heavy, like, emotion. I was like, why are they crying so long? Like, everything just went on a bit longer than it should have.
The one thing I didn't like also, the assembling of the team was pretty generic. It was also like very, you know, Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
Well, any of the Ocean's movies for that matter.
I mean, they wanted it to feel like a heist film.
I know, but...
So assembling the team is like an essential part of the heist film.
Yeah. But also then...
I didn't care about the team at all.
But... So when you assemble a team like that, you always showcase everyone's abilities and why they're there.
Yep.
But then they also have thrown in like random people for no reason. The YouTuber made no sense.
He just shoots.
His
well.
Daughter makes no
His
sense.
His daughter shoots.
The YouTuber bringing friends with him.
Yeah.
I mean, even the fact
Who's
that
supposed
they,
to be that character from Aliens.
Which one?
Vasquez.
Oh yeah.
Alien.
With a huge gun. No, so, Vasquez is in the sequel.
In the Aliens. Sorry. So even the red bandana.
Yes,
and
I get it.
There's even fucking fight choreography that mirrors the Aliens. See, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So then there's also references to American Werewolf in London. Yeah, like when that guy gets attacked in the beginning.
Yeah.
Like, choreography that mirrors that.
Things are out there already.
There's a point where you're making homages and you just like straight up like...
Copying
scenes from other movies.
You're just ripping it off.
What is going on here? Planet of the Apes. There's Star Wars sounds in the... When she says... Something about when she tries to start up the helicopter, there's a Millennium Falcon sound. Why?
Yeah. Also, like I said, the choreographer of Bring It On was involved, hence all the weird posturing by the zombies.
Yes.
You know, they all have you know, lots of like arms and elbows.
Yeah, arms and elbows. I think that was a decision made.
A brave decision.
Yeah, yeah. Very, very strange. The alpha zombie thing also isn't quite... It's not clearly explained, but because at the end of the film, I couldn't remember if I missed something, whether they said that if the alpha bites someone, they become an alpha.
Yes. So the coyote, what's her name? That woman, the blonde woman.
Yeah. Oh.
The one who sneaks people
you know
in
what
and out.
Abby's first thing with that woman was they introduced that woman, and then Abby's like, ugh, her makeup. Because it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
She's living in basically a refugee camp.
Yes.
And she's a coyote that
Sneaking
takes people,
people
across the...
Yeah.
Why do you have a smoky eye or whatever?
You gotta look good.
Everybody has these weird stylistic choices.
So she's the one who does like the exposition dump for us on when we get into Vegas again, that there are shamblers.
Yeah.
So shamblers are zombies who are created by people who have been zombies who were bitten by the alpha.
Yeah.
So people who were bitten by the alpha become like other alphas.
Yeah.
But if they then bite a person,
they become shamblers.
Mm. So only the alpha can make more smart zombies.
Yes.
The others are just idiots who fall asleep and hibernate on
trip. Yeah, and then rot in the sun.
Yeah, literally just
So there's like a pile of zombie bodies and they rot into shit. And she's like, yeah, they do come alive when it rains.
It's like Camps Bay, like Fifth Bitch.
And I was like, shit, I thought they're going to be like, oh, like it's going to start raining and all that.
It would have been cool,
right?
You hype it up. Nope. And then,
But he in this movie, he likes to show you things in the beginning that never pay off. The actual saw of life thing, they show that guy using it.
And
they make a whole scene of him taking it. That's mine.
Yeah.
He never uses it.
He doesn't use it. No. Subsequently, it's just being carried around.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. I also, many of them had petrol on them. It felt like either that was too much petrol or they just wanted to bomb each other up.
Did you catch that robot zombie?
No. Oh, yes, the light up. Are you talking about how the zombie lights up when they shoot it?
No, they shot one when he had like a metal skull. He was an actual robot.
Oh, no.
again, this is going to be explained in either the series or the...
Yeah, they also apparently going to allude to the time travel thing. Because that Bandero has the whole thing of like, what if we are in the time loop?
Yeah, because the body's there. Yeah. They had the same
clothes. It matches
up
perfectly with like all of them. Again. So, I don't know. Maybe there's time travel.
Don't make movies like this, man.
Yeah. So, have you heard the explanation about where the Alpha came from?
He's not from Dawn of the Dead.
No. No zombie relation whatsoever.
Is it the alien thing?
The alien thing.
Okay.
So Zack Snyder has very nicely come out and told us that.
Thanks, man. He's such a...
I appreciate
this
it.
Guy.
No, my video account is so active with
you. Hey! Oh, do you really have one?
No.
I think I signed up.
I don't even have a TikTok. I barely have like Insta. So Zack Snyder's come out to explain that the Alpha is actually was somehow created by aliens because it's connected to Area 51 and the whole opening scene plays out.
You can see two UFOs above Area 51 in the background.
Okay, I didn't know that.
When they're driving, they obviously
in the opening
Area
scene.
51, yeah.
Okay.
And the opening scene, there's apparently two UFOs that are floating.
I'm not going
to
go trip.
I know, these are just things I've read.
Mm,
okay.
I won't go
That's
trip.
My job on the show. Is to tell you things that I have read.
Yeah, we hope it's true.
It's definitely true. I won't lie to you, bro. I won't lie to you.
Well, you could mislead because your info is just wrong.
That is true.
You know.
So
you sincerely
my sources,
are misleading
to my knowledge, my sources are legit.
So far, they've been good.
So far, they've been really good.
I'm not bothered to go and check.
What do you think about that? That zombies are created by aliens?
That's an interesting take. I don't necessarily dislike it, but then showcase that some more, you know? Like, let your zombies do some
but
cool
I think
alien
that's where the robots
also.
Come. I don't fucking know, man.
I missed the robot thing, so I didn't even know that.
I saw it and then I'm like, hey, was that a robot? And
I saw
like, what are you talking
when they shot that
it's
one
a blink
zombie,
and you miss it moment.
And then they blew inside.
Yes.
Right?
Those are the robots.
And so I was like, oh, what's that? And I wasn't quite sure if I didn't see it
but
properly.
Again, no, Zeus also was blue inside. That could be the alien thing.
That's the alien thing.
And
yes.
Then, but there were definitely, there's a scene where one of them kills a zombie and you can see the metal skull when they shoot him.
Speaking of metal, I think one of my favorite scenes is when Zeus comes out with, Zeus is the alpha. When he comes out and he's made himself a helmet.
Why didn't he make helmet for the others, man?
The others aren't important.
I was talking to a colleague today. I'm like, yo, he's so fucking smart.
Because he's a capitalist. He was going to sell it.
And he makes himself a helmet.
Yeah.
And he doesn't make for the rest of them.
Because you first have to show them that it works before you sell it.
That was class, though. I've never seen that with the zombie before.
That was a really cool moment. Yeah. Again, it's then showcased by the fact that everyone's a sharpshooter and can... Headshot.
Yep, everyone's a sharp.
So,
what did you think of Valentine? Siegfried and Roy's tiger.
I love
that. Zombified.
Yeah, I love that the tiger was just out there patrolling.
Yeah, just chilling. Like, he knows
made for a cool shot, but also it did so little.
Death was cool, though.
Yeah, it killed that one guy.
When it killed
guy.
The one guy.
It killed that one guy, but it's like that coyote lady tells us, you know, that tiger patrols the perimeter.
Yeah.
It was Siegfried and Roy's tiger.
Yeah.
Have it do some more tiger shit, man.
Yeah.
There's
something.
So much potential there. Like,
and
have it do the cool shit.
You know what? That is actually a great theme for this film, is that it didn't live up to its full potential.
It didn't live up to its potential as a heist film.
Yeah.
Didn't live up to its potential as a zombie film. And
a father-daughter story thing.
There's a lot that's just...
Yeah, because
could've
there's
been
so
better.
Many things happening. The father is estranged from the daughter. They try to mend their relationship. She has to rescue this lady that's been taken by the zombies or whatever. She doesn't know. She's so young.
Mm-hmm.
She doesn't know where this woman is.
Yeah.
There's so many zombies there.
That's another subplot that just... made very little sense
in the end, because she dies in a helicopter.
Yeah,
crash.
Everyone just dies.
It was for nothing.
It's for nothing, man. That's my frustration. It's that
they don't get away with the money.
They don't get money.
Everybody dies. Even Dave Bautista dies.
Bautista's character had money, like so apparently enough for his daughter to start.
He had a handful.
Life. Yeah.
How much is that?
I
hundreds.
Think they said it was something like 10,000 or
that's fuck
something cool. That one stack. But that's all he had.
Mm.
That's all he had. And he lost everyone that he had formed a team with and he dies.
And he dies.
So, yeah, kind of crazy. We also said Dieter didn't work.
Dieter didn't work at all. Also, why didn't Tanaka just give him the code?
Yeah.
It's his fucking safe.
It's his safe.
I did think about that and I thought, okay, they said maybe bring a safe cracker so it buys the other guy enough time
to do what he
needed
but
to do.
But in hindsight, why didn't they think about it's Tanaka's safe?
Yeah.
The only reason that, why they don't actually have to break in.
No.
They just had to get in to get the money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why didn't they question, like, it's your safe, why can't you just give us the code? Why do we need the guy? Again, they enter, right?
Mm.
Then they're on the perimeter.
Mm.
Then they see the queen.
Mm-hmm.
They come to fetch the offering and cut.
Mm-hmm.
So when he goes to get the queen, they're on that same spot.
Yeah.
Why didn't he just walk out?
Yeah.
Why did he go back to the heist?
Yeah, all the way through.
He got the head. Why didn't he just fuck
needed
off?
To kill some more people.
For what?
He had
Tony?
A lot of
for
anger.
What?
A lot of unresolved anger.
Those type of things doesn't make sense.
Yeah, the timeline was quite weird for me because we had that whole... They like say there's 20 minutes left, right? Mm. And then the movie still has about 40 minutes to go, which I get.
And there wasn't as much slow motion as you would think in a
Zack
Snyder
movie. There was some in the beginning and then they just left it go. But I don't understand why. Because you say something like there's 20 minutes left for tension.
Because
you want to build tension now.
Yes.
At the very least, keep it close to 20 minutes so that we can feel that tension
all the time. That tension growing, yeah.
From that, we get, again, subplot of going to find Geeta and whoever in another room. It's the separate story of...
That movie should have ended, like, they shouldn't have done that whole shit. Like,
it wasn't necessary.
I felt like the movie had ended and then it just went on for another fucking 20 minutes or whatever. Because even when they... Coyote didn't have to die.
No.
She
many people didn't have to die.
She had the head and she was holding the gun to the head. And she could have easily got
just
the
hold the thing hostage the whole time.
Yeah.
Toss him the head when you're out. Yeah, Jenna and I were like, why is she killing herself here?
You
why
go,
did she let him
just
throw?
Go. Yeah. It didn't make sense.
No. And then she just throws the head over the edge to squash it.
You could have done that anyway.
I feel like it's because he wanted to have arcs for characters, right? So her arc is a redemption arc.
Yeah, but
because
his
she's done
arc
bad
is
shit.
Basically just you're alive until you're not alive.
Yeah.
That's your arc.
I don't
alive,
need you anymore.
You
die. So now
you're
die.
Alive. Yeah, you die.
Yeah.
But she didn't even do that many bad things.
Mm.
She used to help people. The only bad thing that she did was leave people behind for the safety of the rest of them. So it's like, what
and,
are you
and
trying to redeem yourself for?
She actually felt bad
for?
About it.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
It's like she felt horrible about that each time.
Stupid.
So yeah, didn't have to die also.
So Van Dup.
Van der Rohe.
Van der Dieter pushes him into the safe to protect him from Zeus.
Mm.
They eventually nuke the place.
Yeah.
And
he just walks out into nuclear holocaust.
Where's the fallout? What?
So apparently the
oh my god,
apparently.
Did
so you know the movie ends and his temperature starts dropping and he starts showing symptoms, the
yeah,
symptoms
so
of becoming
he,
a zombie.
He gets out of the safe, he has the money, he walks with all that money to a place, buys a private jet, or a trip, rents it.
Yeah.
Gets on the private jet and drinking champagne and whatever, and there he discovers that he's bitten.
Yes.
What is how long is that timeline?
Much longer than anyone else has reacted to a zombie.
Because
bite. In
the beginning of the movie, that motherfucker turns in like 10 seconds.
Yeah. The army guy.
And Vanderpump walks all that way. I'm assuming it took more than one day.
So the theory is that because of
the
radiation
fallout,
and stuff.
He should not have survived the nuclear fallout.
Yeah, but the nuclear fallout and the zombie thing were like fighting each other.
Oh my god!
And now we've got a new breed of alpha that will most likely be in the sequel.
A nuclear alpha?
Yeah.
Don't
nuclear
why are you
zombies.
Saying it like that? Like you're excited?
No, I'm not. I'm just saying,
That is balderdash, my
friend. I don't know if that's somehow going to, because you know radiation
and then
is
the cranberry zombie plays over there.
Yeah, that was
that is
a horrific choice.
Tone deaf.
Yeah,
tone deaf.
Yeah, although not
but you
surprising.
Know what? It has the word zombie in it,
so
yeah. Must be relevant.
I mean, who cares about young men sacrificing themselves for the IRA? You know,
children died. Children
that's
died.
That's the same thing.
I can't with this, bruh. He's so surface level. This is a person that thinks they are deeper than they are.
And like I keep saying, just some one or two hard cuts, and this could have been such an entertaining movie. It was such a cool premise. It was such a cool setting. The cast. Look, for me, Dave Bautista was serviceable as the lead.
Yeah.
I feel like he probably could have had more charismatic
people
playing.
You know, he turned down Suicide Squad for this.
Well, that's his own poor choices. Although I guess because he's now in the position to compare James Gunn and Zack Snyder, which he's done quite a bit now.
I think Gunn would have done amazingly with this film.
Oh yeah, well, most people.
Well, yeah, I mean, that is the issue. It should have been with someone else. He shouldn't. He shouldn't have this much power. Unadulterated Zack Snyder is bad.
It is. Unfortunately, it is. Like something like 300, to my mind, has a bit more influence from other people.
Yeah, but it's written by Frank Miller. Yeah, they put a lot of movie behind it. Like there's other people involved there.
Exactly.
When he writes his own cuck, like then Sucker Punch,
it becomes a bit too self-indulgent.
Trash, my bro. And now also trash. But the zombie stuff is good, man. The idea about it, the premise and all that.
It's solid, really solid. It's not the worst movie. It's something that is entertaining, but I mean, you've got to say 2.5 hours aside for it.
What the fuck?
Do you wanna move on to rating? Do you have more that you want? Oh, we haven't spoken about Tig Notaro.
Yeah, Tig Notaro. So Tig Notaro is a comedian. She is in this film, but she was not supposed to be in this film.
She wasn't in it at all.
So
actually,
initially they had cast Chris D'Elia. And Chris D'Elia, if you're a true baby, if you don't listen, you never listen to his podcast.
No.
I used to. I stopped immediately.
Because he's been cancelled.
Yeah, he's been hashtag cancelled. So it came out that he had some sexual misconduct accusations against him with underage girls, chatting them up and trying to get them to, you know, smash and stuff. There's actually a Befokta video on... He's on someone else's podcast. I think it's not Tiger Belly or someone. He's on someone else's podcast. And they're talking about Snapchat and whatever. And he's like, yeah, but you can't save Snapchat messages. And they're like, no, you can screenshot it.
Yeah.
And you can watch
his face. His face.
You watch the color leave his face. And him just sitting there like.
Okay.
And he had to like carry on with the podcast. But
he could see the horror. That figures on his mind.
And he's been canceled. So after that controversy, they were like, no, fuck, we can't have this guy in a movie.
With him in it.
And they brought on Tig Notaro.
Yeah.
So she did it for the money. But
you don't say.
She was inserted digitally for the most part.
Yes.
Dave Bautista still hasn't met her. And the only person she met was Ana de la Reguera. And they filmed a scene that took half a day. So she performed most of her scenes in front of a green screen. And then when she was interacting or sort of with another character, she kind of mimed it out.
Yeah.
Or they filmed it with like her assistant and stuff. And then they just digitally inserted her. It's fucking insane.
Yeah.
So,
because you would, if you didn't know that.
Yeah.
Like if we didn't now explain this and people
wouldn't
watch it, I don't think you'd actually know.
I don't think you'd be able to tell. I was looking for it because I knew, but I couldn't tell. It was really well done.
Yeah, it was pretty seamless actually.
If there was footage of her that didn't sync up with like the rest of them, then they had a CG scan that they made of her body and he would just insert it like in the scene. It's fucking nice.
That was crazy,
it's come
man.
A long way, no? Like technology and shit.
Too far.
Yeah, but that's too quite far. The interesting fact. And I'm glad Chris D'Elia is canceled, you fucking creep. So, I'd say that Dave Bautista turned down Suicide Squad, which I thought was...
Silly.
No, it's not silly. You would have been another ensemble member, and yeah, he has a starring role.
Also,
I get it.
He's still campaigning for Bane.
Yes, he is.
So,
but
I guess...
he doesn't want to be fucking Drax anymore because he's too old, but now you want to be Bane.
But Bane has a vest, man. He just doesn't want to be topless.
You know, my ultimate villain would be Bane Marie. Because I can't eat from a Bane Marie. I don't trust it. I fucking hate it.
It keeps your food warm.
It sits there.
Keeping your food warm.
Too long.
It's just doing
I don't
nice
like the idea of
you.
It. It's bacteria.
It's healthier than a microwave.
What? Yeah, but who? You don't have microwaves at weddings?
Whatever.
No, a la carte, baby. A la carte all the way. Zack Snyder had this visual gag that showed a male stripper with a huge penis that had a bite taken out of it.
Oh.
But he removed it because he thought it went too far.
No shit.
I know, but I would have liked to see that.
But no, that's just stupid.
Why? It's funny.
So instead he had like middle-aged woman strippers running.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like you can see tits, but like don't see a cut button of dick.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, good. I guess button of dick would have put it to NC-17.
No, you can show probably a flaccid penis. Okay. No, all right, but I think it's one flaccid penis.
Yeah.
You can't show an erect penis.
As soon as you get an excited one, it's NC-17.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. Yeah, bro. There's a scene where there's a car crash. And the camera's like inside.
Mm.
Do you remember that in the beginning?
No, not really. So, oh, yes, the married couple.
So the red camera was intentionally blown up.
Okay.
Yeah, for that scene. The memory card was found in the grass intact, and that's the footage that they needed.
That is fantastic.
The remains of the camera are at Red Studio. So Red has become like the digital camera guys.
Yeah.
If you use a Red camera, that's the one you use for this one. And they fucking blew up. They are very expensive.
Yeah, those things are like a few $1,000 each.
But he's got the, he's like duck with the red, bro.
No shit.
This is his first digital phone, by the way.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what
does he also shoot on film? A la Chris Vanilla. 35 mm.
I shoot on film, bro.
Yes.
Foot set.
To release on the bigger screen.
Way more difficult.
That's why I never cut anything.
Because he literally has
that's
to
too
cut
hard.
Something.
Oh, I actually made a joke when I made my notes.
Mm.
His surname was Snyder, which is like Snyder, which is cutter.
Oh my God.
It's ironic.
That is
he cuts
so
fuckle.
Snyder's not a word though.
Yeah, but if it was.
Okay.
Like he's a Snyder.
I will give you a ha-ha for that
ha-ha.
One.
Say it with your chest.
So, Zack Snyder, again, said one of the most challenging sequences in the film isn't as obvious.
Mm-hmm.
The opening scene where the soldiers first encountered Zeus took 5 weeks to shoot.
Why?
Because he wanted to shoot at dusk.
Natural light.
In natural light.
Do you know, it's so funny that you mentioned that. Someone was telling me about this, one of our fans, Morgan, that he picked up on the natural lighting. He saw that Snyder was using a lot of it. But 5 weeks to film that scene because you are natural light.
My bro.
Nangwanks.
Whereas, thing is, the Remnant, the Revenant, they didn't, they were quite economical with their time. It was tough and they filmed in natural light.
Mm.
And they wouldn't take 5 weeks to shoot one fucking scene.
You just adapt.
Jesus.
You adapt, my friend.
No, it's terrible, man.
Oh, that's like over a month of one scene. Yo.
If you think about it, it's ridiculous. It's such a waste of money.
Can you imagine being those actors?
It's such a waste of money, Jody.
It's such a waste of everyone's time.
A live tiger, carefully decorated in makeup, was used for some shots of the zombie tiger. And the trainer was present at all times, obviously.
Of course.
So the computer-generated model, though, the reference was one of that bitch Carol Baskin's tigers.
When is she going to man?
I don't know. When they find the body.
Until then.
That's a tiger. Well, what's the song he sang about her? Hey, kitty, kitty. Oh, watch that shit.
Yo, you're talking about like start of COVID now.
My bro, that's like years ago. So Zack Snyder spent a couple of years buying every night. The reason why most of these facts are Zack Snyder related is because it's so fucking pretentious and ridiculous. He spent
a
couple of years buying every 1960s era Canon Dream lens he could find on eBay to give the film a soft organic look in contrast to the harsh apocalyptic zombie landscape in the film.
Mm-hmm.
He has spent a year before the film collaborating with Red Studios, the guys who make the camera, on designing custom-made cameras that combine digital camera technology with the Canon Dream lens.
Okay.
Was it worth it, Jody?
Could they not fix that in post?
Was it worth it? Was it fucking worth it?
No.
It was not
just as a,
worth it.
Just as a general, like across the board answer, then no.
It was not worth it. No. That's all I care to have, the fact that I'm not the fact in this fucking film. I just couldn't. I know it sounds like I really hated this film, but I didn't. I thought it was fine for what it was, but again, wasted opportunity. Great premise, some good action in there, but I feel with a different director, it could have been much, much, much better.
I agree. Yeah. I reckon we ready to
yeah, let's rate this son of a bitch.
So I went and found what is one of the worst One of the worst zombie movies ever. House of the Dead, based on the arcade game.
Oh, that, my goodness. All, I remember that with House the guns. The,
yeah, it was fun, right?
Yeah, it was fun.
There's a film directed by
Uwe Boll.
The human centipede.
So, Uwe Boll is a legend, so, though, but so for the wrong reason.
So we've got Uwe Boll, worst zombie film director ever. Then we've got Zack Snyder for his zombie film entry, which was the remake of
Dawn of the Dead.
Then we've got Edgar Wright, Shaun of the Dead.
Oh, shit.
On top, we must have Giorgio Romero.
Yeah, yeah.
Best zombie film ever.
Okay.
Where do we...
I think this is a solid Zack Snyder.
It's a solid Zack Snyder. It's not the worst movie ever made.
No, it's not.
But there are so many missed opportunities. So, yeah, I'm going to have to give this a Zack Snyder out of Zack Snyder.
Zack Snyder out of Zack Snyder. fuck my life. Yeah. But yeah, whatever. I'll wait for another zombie movie. They few and far between, but now we're getting a whole fucking thing of his. Yeah. I just hope that the next film isn't like this. I hope it's better.
Again, who knows what direction he's going to take. He is now, based on our Snyder Cut experience with Justice League, he is kind of renowned for incorporating random shit that people come up with afterwards. So he has said that he knows what the films are about, but that also could change if there's like interest in seeing the time travel thing or no interest in that whatsoever. So who knows?
So he's like using the internet to like make his films?
Pretty much.
That's fucked up, man.
Pretty much. That's my theory.
God, you can't like after the... I'm not going to get into it. Kage, do we have any shout-outs?
Yo, I came up with a sad shout-out last time.
Don't
you have a happy shout-out for us?
No, because we're still waiting on test results for Nostril.
I
don't have a happy shout-out. I'm broke. I didn't cut my fucking hair.
I cut my own hair. I don't have a shout-out this week, man.
Okay, yeah, I mean,
you know what we're gonna start doing soon? We're gonna start sharing people's feedback.
No, I don't want to do that.
We're gonna just randomly. I liked your review. That was funny. Ha ha ha.
No, I don't want to do that.
We're gonna do a lot of that.
We won't have many positive ones.
I don't care.
No, positive, I don't want to do that.
If you want us to share your comments. Write to us at Vasco.
Yeah, but only nice things. Fragile this month.
Yeah, let us know in the comments.
I would suggest that you watch better zombie films. Train to Busan.
Oh, we didn't even mention it.
Yeah, Train to Busan is a good one. George Romero stuff.
The Train to Busan sequel, Peninsula.
I didn't watch it yet, but I heard it's not good.
Big old zombies.
I heard it's not good. Did you watch it?
No. 28 days.
28 days, 28 days later.
Yes.
Not the Sandra Bullock one.
Let's get that mixed up. 28 days in rehab.
No, it's 28 weeks.
Something like that.
28 days and then 28 month days later.
Yeah.
If someone wanted to get hold of us, like for zombie films or whatever.
Share your zombie related facts. Yeah.
Or just like to have a power out to like shit on Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
Look, I'm sure he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's a nice guy.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm not on his veto, so I can't say for sure.
Everyone says he's a really nice guy to work with and shit. It's just...
audio.
He's an audio. So if someone wanted to chat about any of these topics, how would they do that, Jody?
They can go comment on this post, Ross. Hit us up on Bicycle Brasser Podcast on Instagram or email us with a list of your favorite zombie films.
Nice.
Yeah, we'd love to check them all out.
Yeah, or disagree.
We probably won't watch it. We don't have time. BicycleBrasser@gmail.com.
And is
I said the Instagram. Yeah.
Do we have anything else? No.
No.
Not yet. But yeah. Look, stay safe. Zombies are out there.
After everyone gets vaccinated, they're going to turn into zombies.
Yeah, that's true.
Shit, now we're going to get COVID tagged on Instagram.
Oh, shit. I'll edit it out. Or keep it in. Remember, fuck who you want to fuck. Just stay safe, everybody. Safe, Jody.
Safe, Raz.